Blog Talk Radio.
Hello out there. God bless you. God bless you. And welcome to Pray Without Ceasing Ministries. And this is Minister Rhonda Caldwell. God bless you, you guys, on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening. And I tell you, I just felt compelled to come out and just whisper and say a prayer as it relates to our upcoming election. Amen. And so I just want to just thank all of you right now in advance who are listening. God bless you for your attention. We will not be long with you this evening. Just a quick information regarding this upcoming Tuesday, as we all prepare our hearts and minds to, for some of us who have not voted, to vote, and for some of us who have voted, just to be confident in what we stand for and what we believe, and just believe God to meet us there. Amen. And so remember, on November the 8th, this upcoming Tuesday, there will be millions who will cast their vote, selecting, you know, from various candidates. And I pray that one of those millions will be you. So remember, your vote is a voice. No vote, no voice. So cast your vote and be prepared to vote on Tuesday, November the 8th. And pray about your decision and who you should vote for. And after you have made a decision, be confident in who you have chosen to vote for. Now, God bless you as we believe you will let the Heavenly Father, with the help of the Holy Spirit, lead and guide you into all truth. And so as we prepare our hearts and minds, I thought I'd jot down and give you guys a few scriptures to meditate on. Many of us already know that our nation is in trouble, and we're reminded of these scriptures that we can rest upon, for we know that the Lord God Almighty is here for us. He's with us. So over in Psalm chapter 11, verse 3, when the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? And over in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, I urge then, first of all, that request, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and for all and those who are in authority, that we may live a peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Proverbs 14:34 reminds us, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, which is my favorite. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And Psalm 121, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Oh, my help is coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. And then Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. And Jeremiah 32, verse 27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And we know there's nothing too hard for God. Psalm 118:8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Psalm 118:9, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. So we know that our trust, our total trust, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And then Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. And then Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And that's an important thing, folks. Once we cast our vote, put your mind on Jesus. Cast your care over on him, because he cares for us. Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, and when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And then 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory, for all that is in the heaven are thine, for thine is the kingdom of God. And thine is the kingdom, O God, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. And now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of thy righteousness. Oh, it's so good to know that the Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. Hallelujah. And so these are just a few scriptures to meditate on before making your decision to vote. And as well as preparing, if you already voted, just to meditate on these scriptures and have confidence in what you've already decided to vote for and who to vote for. Amen. And so we're reminded of Jeremiah 33:3, to call upon the name of the Lord, and he will answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know of not. So that's our job. Our responsibility is to call on the name of the Lord. So come on and join your faith with Pray Without Ceasing Ministries as we approach the throne of grace. Be reminded of Proverbs 21:1, that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and he turns it. Hallelujah. The king's heart is in the hands of the Lord, and he can turn it whichever way he chooses to turn it, as the rivers of water. Amen. That's Proverbs 21:1. And be reminded of Psalm 94:9. He that plant the ear, shall he not hear? And he that formed the eye, shall he not see? Which reminds us that God hears everything. He knows everything. He sees everything. And as we're ready to cast our votes, and some of us have already cast our votes, the Lord already knows who the next president's going to be. He already knows. But, you know, we have to do our job and still continue to vote. But it will not be a surprise to God on Tuesday. Oh, this person won. Oh, my God, this person won. Oh, the Lord already knows. Because he who plant the ear, can he hear? And he that plant formed the eye, can he see? Oh, we serve an all-knowing, all-omnipotent God. He knows everything. Hallelujah. So we rest our hearts and minds on that. Psalm 103 says, know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Psalm 99, the Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Amen. God is above all the people. He's above the president. He's above the government shall be on his shoulder, proclaims Isaiah. The government shall be on his shoulder, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. So we cast our care over on him. So if you want to bow your head at whatever position you're in your home or whatever, just join your faith with Pray Without Ceasing Ministries and just come into agreement with this prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we bless your wonderful name on today. We thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blood. Heavenly Father, we are reminded that Jesus said over in John 14:1, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you as we lift up our nation. We pray by faith, Father, that this nation will return to God as we call upon you, Heavenly Father. We speak by faith right now in the name of Jesus. We speak revival into our land for America, and we continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we speak right now on behalf of our nations, Heavenly Father, and we call it to be so in the name of Jesus. Father, we proclaim liberty, justice, and freedom, Lord, for America, our nation, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we pray for a praying spirit to touch our land, to touch our nation and our country, as we are reminded in your word in Luke 18:1, that men are to always pray and not faint. Heavenly Father, we lift up our presidential candidates before you, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, over presidential candidate Donald Trump. Dear God, Father, we pray that whoever becomes our president, that the wisdom of God will rest upon them in the name of
of Jesus. We pray that they are surrounded by godly wisdom in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Father, that you fill their hearts with the word of God in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Father, that these candidates' hearts and minds be turned towards you, Heavenly Father. We pray for a peaceful election. We pray for men and women's hearts to be full of clarity in their minds and their thoughts and in their thinking, to be full of your confidence and peace in the name of Jesus. Father, we remove doubt and fear right now in the name of Jesus. We come against division, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as many have fallen out of friendship because of the election. We rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray if there's been any relationships that have been destroyed because of this election, we ask that you restore them, oh God. That you give people another heart and mind, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to not let division come before them. We come against division, Lord. We speak unity right now in the church, in the body of Christ, in families, in homes, in relationships, on jobs. We speak unity in our nation and in America. And so, Father, we come against division, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we are reminded, how can two walk together unless they agree? Father, we release faith and confidence in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you in advance for this peaceful election right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for unity right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that whatever the decision is and the outcome, Father, will be regarding this election that will take place on Tuesday. Father, that we will continue to pray for our next leader as we are reminded to pray for those that new president and those who are in authority, Father, according to your word in 2 Timothy chapter 1. God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we bind division right now, for we know that a house divided cannot stand. Father, in the name of Jesus, our hope and our trust is in you, dear Lord, for you are our God. We pray for men and women everywhere as they cast their votes, Father, that they will rest in their decisions, oh God. They will not be double-minded, God. We thank you, sweet Lord, right now, for we know that you are an all-seeing and all-knowing Heavenly Father. We thank you in advance, Heavenly Father, for making the crooked places straight. We cancel danger seen and unseen right now. We cancel every plot and every scheme of the enemy right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this upcoming election day, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the opportunity to cast our votes. We thank you, Lord, as we do so. We cast every care over on you, for we know that you care for us. Heavenly Father, we lift up President Barack Obama and his family. We lift up Vice President Joe Biden and his family as they all are preparing to leave the White House and start their transitioning. Father, make the crooked places straight for them, Father. Lead and guide them, Heavenly Father, like only you can, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over each of them, Lord. Continue to lead and guide them into all truth. And Father, we thank you for sweet peace today. We thank you for sweet peace today and tomorrow and in the days ahead to come, Father. We thank you right now, Father, that we rest in you. We thank you as we continue to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We thank you for the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit, God, as we're reminded of John 16:13, Father, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, will come, he shall lead us and guide us into all truth. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, God. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for answering our prayers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray for every voter, God, for those who may need transportation to get to the polls. We thank you right now for making a way out of no way, God. For those who may need a babysitter to watch their child while they go, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that it's already done. God, we praise you today. We lift you up. We magnify you, God. Our hope and our trust is in you, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we continue to pray. Let not our hearts be troubled, God. Father, we look to you, God, for you're the author and the finisher of our faith, God. We thank you, God, for a spirit of prayer to touch this nation, to touch this world, as we're reminded that men are to always pray and not faint, God. Oh, we give you glory and we give you praise. Thank you, God, right now for every worker that's working the polls, oh God. We thank you for every person that's assisting during this election time, God. Cover them, oh God. We cancel danger and seen and unseen, Father. We rebuke it right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we say, peace be still right now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, as we rest on you, God, as we wait on you, God. Our trust and our hope is in you, O Heavenly Father. We give you glory. Have mercy on America, God. Have mercy on America. We pray right now for a praying spirit to touch the land, touch the hearts of men and women everywhere. We pray for salvation right now. Men will say, what must I do to be saved, O God? Oh, we pray for America right now, God. We rebuke any type of demonic forces that come against America, any missiles, any foreign devices that will try to come up against our nation. We cancel it right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of ISIS and any other auxiliary that's coming against us, Father, that is not of you, God. We thank you right now that our angels are dispatched all over this world, God. Angels of grace and mercy, God. Have mercy on America in the name of the Lord Jesus. God, I thank you for ministering pastors and preachers right now, God. Anoint them afresh, God. Give them a fresh anointing, God, for their assignments as they carry out their duties, oh God. Anoint them afresh, God, as they teach and preach the word of God in the name of Jesus. Bless them, God. Bless their homes and their families, oh God. We thank you for America. Thy country tends to thee, God. Oh, hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We thank you. Thank you for everyone that's listening to this prayer, God. I ask that you bless them. Meet every single need in their household, God. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke lack and we rebuke sickness right now in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke any type of mental illness and confusion, heart problems, diabetes, oh God. We cut cancer off at the root, God. Tumors be gone and dissolved in the name of Jesus. All forms of sickness, you're cut out at the root in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, God, remind us that we have power, and it's in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost power in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. We keep looking to you, oh God, the author and the finisher of our faith, God. Oh, we praise you, and we serve you, God. We give you glory. We give you praise, and we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray this prayer under the authority and by the authority of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We plead the blood, God, right now. Plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We plead the blood right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, election. We're ready for you. Come on, election. There's no fear here. God, we rebuke doubt and fear right now. Hey, Jesus is Lord. Ah, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. No matter what happens, Jesus is Lord. He is the soon coming King. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give you glory. We give you praise. And we give you honor, God. Continue to anoint us all afresh. The spirit of discernment rests upon us, God. We will not miss it to the left or to the right, God. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Jesus, bless your wonderful name. Bless your people on today, God. Wherever they are, God, in the living room, in the kitchen, eating dinner, wherever they're doing to listen to this broadcast, bless them, God. Bless them, and we continue to say, let not your heart be troubled, and peace be still. And again, I say, peace be still. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, God bless each and every one of you who have joined our joined your faith with us on this prayer. Feel free to join us every Saturday morning on our Saturday morning prayer call. Just simply dial in at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the number is 641-715-3836. Our access code is 639-686-POUND. Again, that access code number is 639-686-POUND. Amen. And you can feel free to contact Pray Without CC Ministries by email at praywithoutccministries@yahoo.com. And you can follow us on Twitter on Pray Without CC CEA1. You can follow us on Instagram, Pray Without CC Ministries. And by all means, follow us on Facebook at Pray Without CC Ministries 1140 AM group, which we post daily prayers every day, Monday through Friday, a prayer in the morning and a prayer at night. Sweet dreams, everyone. It's all found on Facebook, Pray Without CC Ministries 1140 AM group. And then you can also join us on Pray Without CC Ministries prayer request page. Amen. And you can post your prayer request on that page. Remember, let not your heart be troubled, and have faith and confidence in the Lord God Almighty. He will not disappoint us. No matter what happens, the Lord is our strength. He is our shield, and he is our strong tower. And we, the righteous, guess what? We run right into it, and we are safe. Hallelujah. This has been Minister Rhonda Caldwell. Thanks for joining us on Pray Without CC Ministries. And God bless you on today. And remember, keep on praying. Hallelujah.